Okay, guys, let's have you gather around this tree so you can share your stories. We're going to give each story a color code so that the kids at home can remember them. Emily, why don't you jump in and tell the kids at home how this works?
Sure. Everyone needs to pull out their journal, including you at home. Your journal is like your field guide or workbook. There are questions and exercises for you to do each day after we talk. Turn to day one. While you listen to each team member, see if you can figure out which kid's fear sounds and feels closest to your kind of fear. Just pick which is most like your fear. It doesn't have to be perfect. After listening to them all, circle the name and color code that seems to match your fears the best. If you don't have your journal, pause the CD and go get it. Okay, which one of you guys wants to tell your story first?
I'll go, I guess.
Thanks, Ashley. Now, Ashley's color code is orange. So if you feel like your fear matches hers the best, then your code will be orange.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I worry about all kinds of things. I try not to, but I can't stop. Didn't used to worry this much, but then my family started having some, well, problems. My mom and dad mostly. They just weren't getting along very well. Anyway, as their problems got worse, my worry got worse.
Gosh, that sounds really hard. So what kind of things do you worry about?
Okay, well, like, I worry at school about whether my friends like me, if my teacher likes me, whether I'm doing my work right. Don't know. All kinds of stuff. At home, I'm better until I have to go to sleep. When I lay down, my mind just starts thinking about all my problems. I feel tired, but still, I can't sleep. Plus, I get all these aches and pains, like my stomach hurts. My mom was really nice at first, but now I can tell she's getting frustrated. Like, I get really nervous if my mom takes Coco, my dog, out to do some business when I'm already in bed. I'm afraid something bad will happen to them. She tries to help, but I still worry. I don't think people get how I feel. My friends give me advice, but I don't know. Wish I felt like I did before.
Ashley is an example of a kid who worries about stuff all the time. Everyone worries sometimes, but she worries a lot, one thing after another.
Kids with this kind of anxiety worry pretty constantly for several weeks or even longer. It's almost every day. Like, they just can't seem to stop. If you have this, you might feel restless and tense. You could have a hard time falling asleep. You may not even know what you're worried about. You just feel like something bad is going to happen.
You might get stomach aches and headaches, just like Ashley. Her body hurts sometimes, like her muscles hurt. You might get really distracted. Maybe your mind goes blank, no energy, tired, stuff like that.
Now, there's another type of fear like this, but a little different. Ashley struggles with a general fear, but Madison struggles with a certain kind of fear, the fear of failure.
Madison, are you ready to tell us about your fear?
Yeah, okay.
Madison's color code is also orange, like Ashley's, because they both have what the docs call general fears. Okay, Madison.
Hi, everyone. My name is Madison, and I'm kind of mad I have to come on this outdoor thing. I make the best grades in my class, and I don't get in any trouble like the other kids do. I kept telling my mom that I'm fine and I don't need this. But she says that I lay awake at night and worry about grades, or if I did something wrong during the day, that I'm too serious. Like, that's so bad.
So, being here is really hard because you don't feel like you have a big problem. But if you could forget about your frustrations for a minute and just let your mind think freely, could you think of something that maybe you do struggle with?
Well, I guess I do get frustrated if I mess up. Like, she says I'm too extreme because I can't stand any marks on my homework sheets. I want to be the best. What's so wrong with that? I guess I could learn a few things so I won't get so upset if I mess up.
Madison, maybe having to come on this journey makes you feel like you aren't perfect. And that's why you didn't want to come. But I'm happy that you're willing to work on some things while you're here.
Yeah, I guess I'll give it a try since I have to be here anyways.
So, if you most relate to Ashley or Madison, your color code is orange.